We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Yeah, a little trash talking, but mostly the truth. That's what we're always searching for. The truth tellers. Like a bank teller.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I just put up the sign, we closed.
Oh.
Because it's trash talking Tuesday, brother.
Yes.
Woo! It is 6:08. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Greg Cassidy is here. Good morning. It is a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. And top stories, well, former President Trump will be in court again today. Gag order violated. Oh, yeah. Let me get this straight.
Right.
You're going to gag a candidate for the President of the United States, and somehow that's not election interference? Give me a break. Especially when this is over what really was a misdemeanor and the statute of limitations has already expired. But Alvin Bragg, trying to make a name for himself and doing the bidding of the far-left weirdos. So, we're wasting, people's money, the taxpayers' money, and they've got this court case going on. But one of the other court cases is that civil fraud case, where it's supposed that the property values were exaggerated on a loan application.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
And the loan was paid back to the satisfaction of all the lenders and the banks.
But, Bob, the victims. Think of the victims.
I'm trying to think if there were victims, and, of course, we already know there were zero.
All right, then.
So, yeah, this is another waste of time. But, they'll do anything they can to bring this man down.
Yep.
Former President Donald Trump won against New York Attorney General Letitia James in court Monday regarding a question surrounding the $175 million bond that Trump posted in the civil fraud case. James questioned if the surety company covering the bond was capable of fulfilling its obligations, but the judge rejected James, allowing the bond to stand. It was April 1st, Trump posted a $175 million bond to prevent James from seizing assets. After an appeals court ruled the former president could post the bond amount to cover the judgment that is really with interest and penalties, $464 million. The appeals court ruling guaranteed Trump could appeal the judgment. Arguments for the appeal are set for September. Wow. That's getting close to the election.
Yes, it is.
Mm.
Man.
That's one case.
It's hard to keep track.
Yeah.
And then you're like, okay, now who's doing which case and which attorney general and which crooked judge? And right.
Well, Alina Haba, who is one of Trump's attorneys, and she said, accused Democrats of going after Trump in court because,
Well,
they can't beat him in the polls.
Oh, there you go.
They're losing.
Uh-huh.
Look, they had, once he became the candidate, actually before he became the candidate, they started throwing anything they could at him. And I think it's obvious to a lot of people. I'm surprised the polls aren't more lopsided in favor of Trump. I really am. That concerns me. That they're not, they should be lopsided.
Absolutely.
It's clear that they are attacking this man and using the Department of Justice or the legal system and wielding it like a weapon against a political adversary. It couldn't be any clearer to me.
No, just the number of cases, the changing of laws, the statute of limitation changes. I mean, you just go down the list of everything they've done to change the situation to make it something it's not.
Yeah.
That it's not.
And Alina Haba goes on. She says, the fact that we have two court cases, not one, criminal and civil, being used against one man because they cannot beat him in the polls is a disgrace to the American judicial system. She said this at New York State Supreme Court building in Manhattan after opening arguments in the hush money case. You should not have two teams of lawyers here today. You should not even be here today. He did nothing wrong. This is the epitome of a witch hunt. Haba said had just come from a different court where Trump had been accused of inflating the value of his assets to receive favorable loans he has since paid back. He was at the first ordered to post a $454 million bail. Well, I told you what the outcome of that was. And she also called the hush money case, in which Alvin Bragg is accusing Trump of falsifying business records, a joke and an affront to the judicial system. I'm sick of coming in front of the press and saying this, but you have to, because you people need to understand what's going on. God forbid you put an accounting thing in for legal counsel because they're afraid of 2024. And you know what? They should be, because the American people are not stupid. They see what's going on. I hope.
There you go. I hope so.
I hope she's right.
I hope so.
Mm-hmm. Hillary Clinton weighing in.
Wait a minute. We just did that yesterday, right? Because she was saying like really stupid things about him wanting to, I don't know, like kill reporters or something.
Yeah,
right?
Today's a new day.
She's got another one?
Oh, yeah.
She is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh.
Former President Donald Trump's so-called threats should scare every American.
Oh, no.
Boo.
Here we go.
So says twice-failed presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, asserting that a second Trump term would be like having a dictator in the Oval Office.
Well, that'd be like the administration we're rolling through now then, right?
You mean the one that's like forcing electric cars down our throats?
Yeah, that's the one.
The one that won't hold up the rule of law and protect our borders?
Same one.
But yet will spend billions of dollars protecting someone else's border?
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Just checking.
Uh-huh.
And the kind of threats that you hear coming out of Donald Trump should scare every American, says the Hildebeest, who lost to Trump in a surprise defeat in 2016. This was a Friday appearance on Democracy Docket's Defending Democracy podcast, stating that President Biden is modeling responsible leadership.
Wow.
By not engaging in vitriolic attacks on people in rallies and online, not threatening to execute people and putting them in jail. I don't know. He had some threatening language.
Yeah, he's threatened to take, he's threatened to take Trump out and back numerous times. So.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
But it's interesting how, you know, they just keep repeating this stuff. She's like, by the fact that she's saying Joe Biden's not doing it, she's saying that Donald Trump is. He hasn't threatened anybody or to take anybody out or kill anybody or put anybody in jail.
Yeah, but Biden did say something about if he wins a second term, he's going to send Trump into exile.
Yeah.
New Guinea. Yep.
I thought he meant he was taking him out for lunch.
Trump, it's what's for dinner. They'd rather eat Trump, you know why?
Why is that?
Biden tastes like bulls.
Yeah, what you almost said.
Yeah.
Yeah. Trash Talking Tuesday, what do you expect?
Yeah, thanks, Florence Recycling. Yeah. Rise and shine, Paul. Come on.
Yeah.
Get everybody up. Get pumped up. Let's all get pumped up.
Yeah.
We've got plenty more to talk about today. Good morning. 6:16. You're listening to News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dana Lash.
It is very difficult for me to take criticism about how I or other ladies live my life when they haven't raised children as successfully as I have. So when you can match me, then maybe I'll consider your opinion.
Now, 10 p.m. nights on 97.3 The Sky.
Good morning. Welcome. 6:21 on the Bob Rose Show. Craig Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. You know, you can listen at work. You can know traffic before you head out. Just go to thesky973.com and listen on your desktop or laptop. Welcome. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday. And local, and when I say local, it could mean the Sunshine State. It's
yeah,
all local.
That's local.
Governor DeSantis yesterday announced his commitment to approving $1.5 billion, including in the fiscal year 24-25 budget passed by the legislature to support Everglades restoration and water quality improvement. And yeah, it is needed.
Yeah.
Funding brings Florida's total investment in the Everglades restoration and water quality improvements to a record-breaking $6.5 billion since DeSantis took office in 2019. All right. He's proud to continue making the investments in the Everglades restoration, water quality, and he's delivering on bold promises that he has made. Governor DeSantis demonstrates year in and year out that leadership matters for Florida's environment. I agree. And it sounds rather glowing. That's probably because it came from Governor DeSantis's office. But that's okay, because the information is correct. It is true. In fact, there's like 20 different bills he'll be dealing with now. Yeah, he received 20 bills from the Florida legislature. So you've got that going on. And I don't have the breakdown other than what they deal with, like pre-trial detention hearings, Florida red tide mitigation, technology development initiatives, school safety, stuff like that, healthcare practitioners, and massage therapy.
Ooh.
Does that include Asian massage?
I don't know that it matters where they come from.
Okay.
You got something, I guess, an Italian massage? Or,
It seems like some of the Asian massage places may be
a little less legal.
Yeah.
Is that a nice way of putting it?
Possibly. I mean, it's just possible.
All right.
And when you ask for deep tissue, you know, it might not mean the same as it means to.
Well, I get you.
Other therapists.
I understand.
Shall we say.
You just did.
All right. Also, locally.
Yes.
Representatives from the city of Gainesville and the University of Florida met yesterday morning negotiating. This is UF's financial portion that they contribute to RTS, our bus line, basically.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Last month, the university proposed a nearly 50% reduction of its funding. Ouch!
Yeah, that'll leave a mark.
The contract expires in June, and only agreeing to a month-to-month deal moving forward. Man, Gainesville leaders said 68% of RTS riders are affiliated with the university. And reducing its funding from 48% to 25% is not a sustainable action.
Hmm.
Both sides have publicly offered different formulas for cost per riders, with the university stating that they are being overcharged, while the city says they're only paying 40% of the cost. Remember, but they claim there's a ridership of 68%.
Hmm.
They did say, however, that yesterday's meeting was productive. And they have agreed to continue talks.
Yeah, that whole math gets in the way. Numbers matter.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's a very valuable service.
Sure.
For UF students and for other people that need to ride it. But, I mean, if UF students are the ones that are riding it the vast majority of the time, I think it's only fair that you look at it from that perspective. You know, there's some places, I want to say the University of Georgia, they have their own buses for students, aside
from the regular
the
rides.
Athens, city buses.
Well, that's maybe not a bad idea.
Yeah, but then you look at
you
it.
You got your
and
own
you say,
maintenance, your own fuel. Yeah, if there's already one running, contribute to the one that's running, and you probably save some money.
Yeah, I mean the investments have already been made. It would seem like it would be cheaper just to keep it going. But hey,
it would.
You know, I'm not going to sit here and go, UF can afford it. I'm not going to tell you how they have billions and billions of dollars of endowments, okay? There's no reason to go there.
Glad you're not going to mention that at all.
I am not going to bring that up.
Not once.
Because they get mad.
Well, now.
They, whoever they are.
They are.
They get irritated. Oh, yeah. You wouldn't have to charge tuition probably forever, and you could still pay the bills.
You're not going to mention that it's like billions, right?
I think I did.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Wasn't because sure. It is.
Well, I was. Yeah, but I didn't.
Yeah.
But you are going to mention
yeah.
it. Feel better now?
Bruce Lee.
Yes.
Still has great influence.
I can tell.
I think he might even, he's as big as he ever was, I think.
Isn't that amazing?
You see his pictures
yep.
everywhere.
You're right.
Still being talked about.
Mm-hmm.
His daughter, Shannon,
yeah.
Shannon Lee, has teamed up with Genesis Publications and putting out a new book, In My Own Process. Now, she was pretty, I'm trying to remember how.
She's been outspoken on a few things with his reputation, image, those kind of things.
Yeah, she was pretty young when he died.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, let's see, he died all the way back in 1973.
Yep, I remember.
And how old is she? 50. She's 54, so.
Yeah, do the math on that.
You do it, Greg.
Don't have time.
You know why you're not doing the math?
Yeah, because there's a stranglehold on my time.
No, because people hate math.
Well, I do too. I agree.
It is 6:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday. Thanks to Florence Recycling. And you are listening to 97.3 The Sky.
I'm just so happy when I listen to The Sky. I hear the truth.
I am so happy. I can just scream.
Sad.
I'm very sad the way this country is going.
Woke stuff in Florida breaks my heart.
Angry.
I'm ticked off.
I'm ticked off, and I know Sky listeners are angry, too.
When did we start listening to these freaking weirdos?
No matter the emotion.
I go back and forth with my emotions, but I know I get the truth on The Sky.
Talk about it here on The Sky.
Thanks, Sky. It's really important.
News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Trash Talking Tuesday.
What's going on with America?
Because everyone knows it's ridiculous.
You got game?
It's a mess.
Here we go. What do you want to start with?
Brought to you by Florence Recycling.
It's time to clean it up.
Satisfaction guaranteed or double your trash back.
This is Trash Talking Tuesday.
News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
I say what I want. It's Trash Talking Tuesday.
Okay, good point.
It's 6:38. Good morning. Welcome to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy, we're doing it, baby. We're keeping you pumped up. And that's what we got to do, man. Think about the upbeat, positive stuff. Earth Day, for crying out loud. What is it, just Greg and I trying to serve and save the whole planet yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
We planted a tree.
A magnolia, southern magnolia.
This lovely little tree.
We planted that at the Ark
yep.
of Alachua, and we love those folks, and we've got a great partnership going. And if you're not familiar with what the Ark does, go to arkalachua.org. They help people with disabilities, developmental disabilities, reach their potential. They've got group homes. They've got a central location as well. I mean, I just want to get the word out to people beyond the circle of those being served by it and their families. Those people know how great ARC
They're
is.
Awesome.
But thanks for your continued support via the Bob Rose Golf Scramble. And we set a new record. We raised $52,000.
Nice.
So pat yourself on the back. Congratulations.
Nice. Awesome.
Thank you.
Awesome job.
Sponsors. And,
yeah.
Yep. Just it's a great community. By the way, that really is how you celebrate Earth Day, in my opinion, is planting a tree.
Sure.
This is a tree that is going to soak up carbon dioxide, and it is going to emanate oxygen from it. And if everybody planted a tree, this wouldn't be a political issue. It wouldn't be a partisan issue. And there wouldn't be the big money that's attached to it.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh.
Yep. But here we have Joe Biden, and he just, he's worse. He is worse than your ex-wife with your credit card.
Wow.
Remember how she used to go to Saks Fifth Avenue and just rack it up?
So you're saying this boy can spend.
Oh, yeah, man.
What's he buying now?
He is buying solar panels for everyone.
Oh,
well,
that's nice.
Everyone that doesn't have gainful employment, it's probably how it's going to work out.
Okay.
President Joe Biden marking Earth Day by announcing $7 billion in federal grants. I don't even know if they should be allowed to use that language anymore. Federal grants. Like federal what? Federal nothing.
You mean the people's money. Yeah.
Taxpayer grants. That's what they should say every time. He's giving away $7 billion of our money. Will we receive any of that? I doubt it. Like I said, if you have gainful employment, I doubt it. And it's going to take $7 billion to get solar into 900,000 homes. $7 billion into less than a million homes.
Wait a minute.
That works out to be about, give or take, about 71 or 7,200 per project.
Wow.
Yeah. And you're taking care of 100,000 homes, and I don't know, what do we have? 200 million homes?
Who knows?
Really? So it's, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a lot of money. It's a feel-good thing. It's not going to impact a lot of people when you consider the population of the U.S., but it is designed to help households in low- and middle-income communities. He also plans to expand his New Deal-style American Climate Corps Green Jobs Training Program. This is like the old CCC back in the day. That they did. They built a lot of our great state national parks.
That's true.
A lot of national parks. They did a great job. We're still enjoying much of that work today. I just have a feeling in today's society, the way government works today, there's going to be so much fluff and waste in there. I don't know if they'll ever have anything to really show for this endeavor.
Well, but he's working under Obama. He knows how to do these programs. Solar panels, windmills, all those kind of things.
Maybe when cities, if they reach 100 degrees or more, he'll just send a whole contingent there with big sun umbrellas, and they'll just walk around helping to lower the ambient temperature.
Now, some would say that would make more sense than a bunch of solar panels that might be reflecting heat back into the atmosphere.
Yeah, the grants are being awarded. Listen to this. Uh-oh. The grants are being awarded by the Environmental Protection Agency. Yeah, because they have their own printing press. No. Mm. It's our money, where it's money that goes straight to the debt, however you want to look at it. I love that. Awarded by the Environmental Protection Agency.
So they got money sitting around that's real money that's not going to be added to the debt.
No, you know better than that.
It was a dream, a pipe dream.
And there's going to be 60 recipients that are going to end up with this money. They're expected to eventually reduce emissions by the equivalent of 30 million metric tons of carbon dioxide, which is about what John Kerry used on his plane over the last 2 years, and save households $350 million annually. That's $2 a household. Think about it.
Wow.
That's about, right? I mean, how many?
What do we have?
350 million people. Let's say it's 3.5 people for a household. So whatever, you have 100 million.
But not everybody gets a solar. But not everybody gets a solar panel, though.
$3.50. No, this is part of a different.
Oh, that was the other one. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So
you're gonna get. $3, maybe $6.
Put that towards my GRU bill.
Yeah. Yeah, and with inflation,
you mean Bidenflation?
Yeah, it'll buy you not quite a pound of cheap hamburger.
No.
Isn't that nice?
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, Brandon.
Yeah.
You're doing a bang up job.
Oh yeah. Somebody is.
You know, he is sharp as a tack.
What? We're talking about the same Joe Biden.
I mean, I'm not saying that, somebody is. We'll identify this hammerhead coming up on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:45, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Download the Odyssey app so you can get to our podcast, AUDACY Odyssey, or Odyssey. Sorry.
Sean Hannity.
They've been pushing Bidenomics. It's not working.
Weekdays, 3 p.m.
60% of Americans living paycheck to paycheck. now are spending more of their income on food than they have in 30 years.
On 97.3 The Sky.
Hey, this is the weekend of the big pickleball tournament.
Is that why you wore the pickleball t-shirt today? Just to remind you or what?
No, because the blue in here, I think, matches the blue in my shorts. It's more of a matching kind of thing.
Gotcha.
But, yeah, it did help to remind me. You just said it. You looked at my shirt.
Uh-huh.
It said pickleball. So this was the first one. This is the second annual Greater Gainesville Pickleball Open. It is going on this weekend at Northside and at 300 Club. And there's men's, women's, singles, doubles, mixed doubles, age group, skill level, all that. See, there's a chance.
Yeah.
You maybe take a little trophy home, all right?
Really?
But the most important thing is you'll be raising big bucks for Alachua Habitat for Humanity. Betsy Papine, through Papine Gives, gave over $50,000 last year. They hope to, I'm sure, do at least that well this year. For more information and sign up, just go to pickleballbrackets.com, and then you'll see the big GNV open. Pickleballbrackets.com. Do it.
Nice.
Do it. It'll be fun. It'll be a good time. I got to play a little pickleball yesterday.
Look at you.
Yeah. Trying to move around, stay fit.
Yeah.
Enjoy the weather. It was yesterday gorgeous or what?
Yes.
And then this morning, coming to work, the moon.
Look at it, people.
It hit my eye like a big pizza pie.
I bet you loved it.
That's amore.
It was pretty, though. It is nice. And going to be another nice day today, so... You know, get out and enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now I got to bring you down.
No, great.
What
you got?
Marion County Fire Rescue firefighter paramedic arrested.
Oh, not good.
Actually, at Putnam County Sheriff's Office, and this happened on Friday, accused of lewd and lascivious molestation on a victim less than 12.
Oh, no, that's bad.
Morrell Dempsey Liverman, Jr., 57, of Hawthorne. He applied for a reserve position with the Putnam County Sheriff's Office, and so they decided to ask him to come in to an interview for the reserve position as the safest way to bring him into custody after they had received a tip from the state hotline about possible abuse between Liverman and the victim. The victim told deputies the abuse started about a year earlier, and that on several occasions he did things that you're not supposed to
do.
Yeah. And so he was arrested, taken to Putnam County Jail, being held in $250,000 bond. It's
that's sad.
It is, and it's look, it's a real, you know, sickness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, for this compulsion. And although we could clear, you know, you clearly see how sick that is. I mean, under 12, but you know, every day I could do a story on, like, teachers, especially more female teachers, picking on the students. And, you know, guys try to make maybe light of it, like, oh, yeah, she's not, you know, bad-looking or whatever. No, that we protect those under 18. They're minors for a reason, and that will impact the rest of their lives. It's serious business. And for the person who is going to put risk there, in many cases there, their family, their marriage, their job, and not just their job, their career.
Long term, absolutely.
Yeah.
Depending on what line of work you're in.
I mean,
absolutely.
So that is a powerful, powerful compulsion. I wonder, are we working on that, not just from, like, you know, putting someone in therapy, but is there...
Like a fix.
Yeah.
Like, is there a real, is there a chemical something we can adjust or...
Yeah.
Yeah, alter something like that.
Because whenever, you know, there's something bad that happens like that, you go, okay, well, that's awful, and it's not the first nor last story we'll hear like that, unfortunately.
Right.
What can we do? I'm always looking for, you know, what can we do to make the situation better, or hope that we don't repeat it? And
no, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Very good point.
Yeah. Of course, Trump back in front of the judge today. I think 9:30 is what they're targeted, and apparently Bragg wants the judge to address the gag order that was put on Trump, and he claims that he violated it. I just don't see how you could put a gag order on somebody who is he is the candidate
Yeah.
You know, for the opposition party that's in power, and all these Bragg and the judge, they're all hardcore Democrats.
Mm-hmm. So when you say the opposition party, you mean the opposition party to all the people that are trying to gag him before the election.
Exactly. Fox News analyst Greg Jarrett has been following this and talking about hocus pocus is a meaningless distraction or illusion that is intended to fool. That neatly summarizes District Attorney Alvin Bragg's case against Trump. The DA hopes to snooker a Manhattan jury into convicting the former president with a bag of legal tricks.
Ooh.
And tricks are for kids.
Yeah.
In most courtrooms, the chicanery would never work. But in this Trump-hating venue, the defendant's jury of purported peers are likely predisposed to accept magic for magic's sake. They may want to believe there's no white rabbit behind Bragg's back, despite the pink ears peeking around his coat.
Ooh, there's a visual.
The first sleight of hand happened the moment the lead prosecutor addressed jurors during opening statements on Monday when the assistant DA, formerly Joe Biden's number three official at the Justice Department.
Oh, no bias.
Yeah,
there.
Matthew Colangelo. Told the panel, this case is about a criminal conspiracy. Really?
Huh.
I'll share some more from Greg Jarrett. Of course, we've got a lot of other things we want to get to this morning as well. So just stay tuned, stay put, and enjoy the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy live and local on 97.3 The Sky.
Here's what's trending on The Sky.
Iran has attacked Israel from its own sovereign territory.
The news that's trending.
Together with our partners, we defeated that attack.
Neither the region nor the world can afford more war.
Again, this is an issue that affects everybody around the world.
The news that's now.
Alejandro Mayorkas.
Senate shall have power to try all impeachments.
The news station.
It's election interference by Biden.
Now, more news.
Updates every half hour.
Breaking news at once on News Talk 97.3.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.